Enjoy life, learn something new, explore, and have some fun with someone who's been a huge part of defining the Arizona lifestyle. This is Dishing It Up with Jan D'Autry.
And welcome to Dishing It Up. Yes, Thanksgiving is behind us and on to the big holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, however you're celebrating this holiday season. For me, it's Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. We've got a great show for you today. Holiday lights, holiday charms, holiday food. It's all about the holidays from here on in. And I want to start the show with my late lunch buddy, Luke, because Luke, for me, this is cookie season, and I wanted to bring in some new ideas that I've tried out this year. If you're doing a cookie exchange, if you're doing a holiday buffet table, these cookies I think are beautiful and they're delicious. So you've already dove into one. What do you think?
I like the consistency. It's got the kind of classic shortbread consistency and taste. And it's got a nice glaze on the outside too that's kind of, you know, easier, maybe less unwieldy than a big pile of icing can sometimes be on these cookies.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Which can be an issue because the icing can also overpower the cookie, which is, that's what I'm there for, is the cookie, personally.
Well, good for you. And yes, you're right. You know, decorator cookies can be, it's not that easy to ice cookies really well, especially if you're using royal icing. There's a technique. The buttercream icing, like you said, can get a little thick and globby. What these cookies are these are old-fashioned stocking cookies, which are the cookies that everyone makes that are in the shape of Santa or reindeer or Christmas tree or, you know, whatever you want to do, whatever cookie cutter. But I've got a couple of secret ingredients that I put in my stocking cookie. First of all, let's talk about the texture, because these cookies are soft. They're not hard and crunchy.
They are. They're not. You know, sometimes, and this is can sometimes go for the gingerbread ones, they can kind of have a snap to them, which is fine, but that's, to me, that's not what I'm coming for a Christmas cookie, just me personally.
Well, yeah, and the gingerbread, you need that snap. You need a hard, crunchy cookie. Uh-huh. But the stocking cookies are really neat when you can pop them in your mouth and they're just kind of soft and all the flavor. So my first secret ingredient in making those cookies soft is sour cream. I will put a cup of sour cream in my, and this is a traditional cookie batter with the butter, a little shortening, and it's got, of course, the flour, the baking powder, baking soda. And there's another secret ingredient. You're tasting some flavor in there that you can't quite put your finger on.
Yeah. And I'm not sure what it is. Okay. I still haven't got it yet.
So you noticed there was vanilla.
Yes.
But there was a little hint of something else. And that little hint is almond extract.
I knew I recognized it from somewhere because I've made almond cookies before many times, like the kind of Asian style almond cookies.
Right.
And it is. It's that flavor.
But this is just a little tiny bit. This is like an eighth of a teaspoon, just enough to give it that essence, but it's not an almond extract overpowering flavor.
Which can be very overpowering.
Yes. So this is just very subtle. Now, the beautiful things about these cookies are they're decorated. The actual cookie is decorated in color and not the icing. And the way I did that, Luke, is I took a batch of the cookie, I divided it into three groups, and I did red food coloring in one batter.
Okay.
I did green food coloring in a second batter, and I left the third batter separate. Now I've got a parchment paper, and I'm just putting globs of each color on the parchment paper, and then I roll it out. So you're getting this collage of color. Then you put your cookie cutters to it. And so when you bake the cookies, you're getting this beautiful swirl of Christmas color, the green, the red. So all you have to do for the icing is powdered sugar and a little bit of water, or maybe more almond extract, glaze it over the top, and the color of the cookie comes through, and you don't have to spend any time icing it with different colors.
Yeah, it's definitely a different looking cookie. It's got kind of that marbled color thing going on. And then the icing, or the glaze, I guess, I like it a lot because it kind of is like a harder type glaze. It kind of seals the cookie up very nicely, and it kind of gives you that like hint of sugar on every bite.
I love these cookies, Luke. If you're doing a cookie exchange, if you're doing a platter for the holidays, if you want, now what I've been doing is just going around to my neighborhood because my neighbors are so great and they treat me so well. So I've just been sending out platters of these cookies because they last quite long if you can keep them sealed. But I love them because they do look like a tie-dye cookie with a beautiful glaze on top. And Luke, I've done a video and a recipe for you on my Facebook page and in my on my website, jandatri.com, J-A-N-D-A-T-R-I.com, or Facebook. Grab the video and make these cookies. You've got 3 weeks until Christmas, and just go and spread your love with these.
I'm with you. It's cookie season.
It is cookie season, Luke, and I'm glad you like them. Thank you so much. And when we come back, much more holiday here on Dishing It Up. Stay right there.